Richardson Hitchens escapes with a robbery. That's what the online's saying. CombatTalk.fm, my name is Leister. I said in my preview that Hitchens was going to be tested. I said that Lemos was more active. I said that he had just been busier. You know, he was in the ring more. There was more from him. And so I figured he was, you know, that Hitchens was going to be tested. He damn sure was tested, as, you know, Lemos took everything he had. And the big criticism is really around the holding. And I wanted to talk about that. I think that's worth discussing. Here's the problem that, you know, some people don't understand. But the bottom line of the whole holding situation, Pauly Malignaggi once said, it's legal if the ref lets you get away with it. This goes back to the, you know, Jeff Horn and Manny Pacquiao and then Brisbane. And time immemorial, Tony Weeks and Mayweather Maidana won. It goes to whatever the ref lets you get away with, it's legal. And so what Hitchens did was legal. People keep going, but rulebook, excessive clinching, excessive. It's legal if the ref lets you do it. And so your job, Pauly said it, your job as a fighter is to test that limit, test what the ref lets you get away with, and then go after it. I mean, geez, did we forget about Soto Lorenzo, right? One, a brutal freaking fight. Did we forget about Norwood Gaynor? You know, dirty as all hell. I mean, there's just fights all way back. That's what it is. So I'm not excusing anything. I'm saying Hitchens is going to be tested. I told everybody Hitchens was going to be tested. I knew he was going to be tested. It was obvious he was going to be tested. And so seeing him get tested like he did, you know, this is the guy I talked about. He was going to smash Devin Haney and all that. I mean, you need to quiet that noise down. But, the robbery claims, I mean, some people said, and unfortunately, they're scoring again. Okay, power punch is the only thing that matters and whatever. No, I felt like two of the scorecards were fine. You're always going to have that third judge because of where they sit. That's whatever the F, right? I felt two of the scorecards, right? It's like I said I thought Lemos would get a close win or be a draw. That's my call. Goes close, arguably close for Hitchens on the cards. Well, you know, I suspected that Lemos was going to have to do something to get in, and that's what we saw. So I didn't have any problems necessarily what I saw. I know some people just, again, they're all about the clinches. That's what they don't like, and that's cool. It's fine to not like the clinches. There's nothing wrong with being angry about the clinches. I'm just simply saying what I saw was not the robbery people are claiming. I think it was, unfortunately, a close fight because Hitchens knew he had to nullify an overly aggressive fighter because Lemos was going to bring everything he had. So maybe Hitchens listened to the show because it went down exactly like I said. I said Lemos is just, he's been more active. He's been busier. He's been in there. And kudos to him, for Hitchens, for doing what arguably helped him eke out a win. Now, it can justify a rematch if they choose to do a rematch. I doubt they do a rematch. I think Hitchens runs with that win. And I know people are pissed off, and I understand. I did not see a robbery. I saw a close fight. I saw that Hitchens did do a lot of clinching. I'm not saying no. I'm saying he did do a lot of clinching. It's whatever the ref lets you get away with. The ref let it get away with it. So if you're going to bang on somebody, bang on the ref. As far as the third judge, whatever. It happens every fight. Depends on where they sit. It's fine because you had two close cards. Okay, they're close. It's not like it was a blowout, you know, eight rounds for Hitchens across the cards. That would be a robbery because that's not what you saw. So I figure if people are getting too angry over that one card and the clinching, it wasn't a robbery. It's just Hitchens did what he had to do to nullify an aggressive fighter, and that was effective in what he did. Do I think that he deserved the win? I mean, like I said, I felt like Lemos would have, as I predicted, would win a close fight. That's what I felt. It's like, I think if he's going to win, he wins close. It just so happened the judges went a little bit different way and gave one round to Hitchens that, you know, whether I agree or disagree, I mean, some of those rounds, it was not easy for you to say, okay, it was this person that. So I am not telling you that you don't have a right to be angry. You can be pissed off all you care to. I'm saying I didn't see a robbery. I saw a competitive fight. I saw one guy who was going for broke in Lemos, and I saw one guy who was trying to nullify it in Hitchens. I saw Hitchens get all he can handle. I saw Hitchens that has no business in the ring with a Devin Haney. All of that's true, 100%. Straight up. But I didn't see robbery. I saw a close fight that really probably should be run back. And if you get a different ref in there, just like with Mayweather Maidana getting, you know, Kenny Bayless in there to nullify the bullshit that Chino was doing, then maybe we do see a different outcome. And I think that's the right answer. Just kind of move on with it. You know, it is what it is. But I do not see robbery, folks. I see a close fight that unfortunately went the way of Richardson Hitchens, you know, and did not go the way I thought Lemos should have won, as I predicted and even as I saw.